Welcome back to another episode of Millennial Moms. Thank you for joining us. This week, it's just me, Olani. And it's just going to be a short little episode, just catching you up on what's going on. So Tori and I did not get to record last week because it was an absolute disaster for both of us. Luca was sick. Patrick was sick. I was sick. I feel like I keep saying the same stuff every week. It's always talking about someone being sick, and I'm tired of talking about it, and I'm sure you're tired of hearing about it. But here I am, continuing to talk about it anyway. So I apologize. Okay, so let me give you the update on what was going on last week. Patrick had another double ear infection. Get him on antibiotics. He develops a rash all over his body. Okay, cool. Take him into the doctor. Oh, he's probably allergic to that antibiotic. Great. Great antibiotic to be allergic to because it's super common. So that was wonderful. So he starts on a new antibiotic. So we get home and I go to give him the antibiotic and the pharmacy didn't mix water into it. So it was just powder. So we couldn't give him the new antibiotic. Tim went back and they filled it and they were like, "Oh my gosh, I'm so sorry this happened." Yeah, like first of all, like do your job. If you need to add water to something, like do it, especially for a baby who is sick. Like, can we not drag out my child's pain any longer than it has to be dragged out? But anyway, they were very nice about it. So we start that round of antibiotics, wakes up the next morning covered in a rash. And I should say that the rash went away from the first antibiotic and came back even worse with this other antibiotic. So make another appointment, go back in. He's also probably allergic to this other antibiotic. So we're two for two here. And in my head, I'm just thinking, great, what am I supposed to give him now when he has inevitably another ear infection. But the doctor told me there are still more choices. So, we're gonna jump that hurdle when we get to it. But golly, and they gave us some Benadryl, but that rash hung around. It looked terrible. Oh, I just felt so bad for him. His ear infection, don't know if it's healed or not. And I guess we'll see antibiotic he's not allergic to. But seriously, all this doctor stuff that has been going on, I was looking at my calendar in the past month between ER visits and doctor visits. Patrick has had 8 appointments. 8 in less than a month period. So I'm spending about a third of my month at the doctor. And it's exhausting. I never, you always hear, parents talking about like, oh, it's hard when your kid is sick. And you're like, yeah, of course it's hard when your kid's sick, but it's just kind of like a new level of hard almost because one, like, let's hope you don't catch what they have if it's contagious because that's hard enough and on its own. But then when they're sick, they obviously need more from you. So things are what you would normally be able to accomplish in a day. You just can't accomplish it when you have a sick kid. Especially if they struggle during naps and maybe need to sleep on you or take a lot longer to get down, it really sets you back. So you end up digging yourself in this hole when they're sick and wondering how you're ever going to get yourself out of it. Like, you dig and you dig trying to get out of that hole, and then you stay up late to try to get yourself out of the hole, and you break even, and they're up more during the night when they're sick, or at least that's our case. And then you get exhausted because you stayed up too late and you were up so many times in the middle of the night. And then you're exhausted the next day. And it's just this cycle. And golly, it just sucks. So if there's anyone out there that has a sick kid, hang in there. It sucks and it's super hard, but eventually you will find your way out of it. I think I was sick last week because of stress. I think I stressed myself into making myself ill. And I know I said this the other week, and it is so hard when you don't have, quote unquote, the village. I don't really have friends that are close by that can help me. I don't have family over here that can help me. So I just feel like, and Tim is gone at work and he has just really long hours. So I just feel like I'm stranded and alone and having to, deal with a sick kid and feel sick yourself is just, it was a lot. It was too much. I'm feeling a lot better now, which also brings me to last night. I am fucking exhausted because I didn't get a lot of sleep last night. Tim came home from work and was like, "You know what? I just like don't feel great." I was like, "Oh, like that's weird." And after he put Patrick down, he came back in the room and was like, "It's freezing in here." And if you know Tim, the man is never cold. He's never cold. So I was like, "I'm comfortable." And he put on a jacket. I was like, "That is weird." I told him, I was like, "I don't think you're good. Like, are you okay?" He's like, "Yeah, I'm fine. I'm just kind of cold." And then I come back in the room and he has a blanket on him. Like, oh my God, you've got to be kidding me. What is going on? You are not healthy. This isn't right. So then I start cooking dinner, and then he just, a few minutes later comes into the kitchen to grab a paper towel and was wiping his face off. And he's like, "I just threw up a lot and I feel terrible." So luckily this all happened after Patrick went down. Tim ate a couple bites of dinner and then it was 7:30 and he was like, "I just need to go to bed." Same dude. I would have done the same thing. So Tim's in bed. I have to get everything cleaned up. I didn't get anything done during the day, so I was just catching up on the day's worth of stuff. Ended up in bed at 11, going to bed at like 11:30. Patrick wakes up at 12:30. Then he wakes up at 1. Then he wakes up at 1:30. And finally, I think I get to bed around 2 or 2:30. And I didn't have help because, Tim is obviously like feeling like trash. So it was just, last night was fucking hard. Okay. I'm fine. I'm fine now. Whatever. Everybody's good. Let me tell you something good. Well, not good, just something that I did today. I got a haircut. I got a haircut. The last time I got a haircut was February 2023. Folks, it is April 2024. So it's been over a year. And it's one of those things. I was talking with the hairstylist about it. And it's like, "Oh, my hair doesn't look bad. It looks fine." And then you get it cut. You're like, "Oh, wow, my hair looks so much better. Why did I wait a year to get it cut?" Well, first of all, I feel like that's just my normal MO before a baby was ever in my life. But when you have a baby, oof, ain't no time to get your hair cut. But it was so nice to get my hair cut and just have someone like look after me. Like I just sit there and someone helps me. I got my hair washed. I got it cut. I got it blow dried. It just feels nice to not do something yourself for a change. So let this be your sign. If you're like, you know what? I haven't gotten my hair cut in a really long time either. Just do it. Just book the appointment. You're going to thank yourself for it. You're going to feel better after. You're going to be able to just take a breath and take a little bit of time without having to worry about anybody but yourself. And it was just nice to have a little bit of a mental break as well. Oh, when I was in there, a lady came in with a stroller and I overheard her say she has a 2-year-old, a 1-year-old, and a 7-week-old. Oh my gosh. Is anybody else tired just hearing that? Oh no. I couldn't imagine. How did she make it to the hair place? She was getting her hair colored. Her baby was being so sweet. Good for you, girl. Here I am with one, and it's been over a year, and I can barely get my hair cut. So, wow, I swear, parents who have multiple children, just like, man, they just do it. They just do it for, the second and third and however many kids. So if you have multiples, share your secret. Do you just stop caring? Do you feel more confident? Like, how do you feel good enough to just go and do things at 7 weeks postpartum? Tell me your secrets. I'm all ears. Something else that I'm finding too is that if you meet another mom or another parent, you're always going to have something to talk about. Me and my stylist actually talked about mom guilt, and I didn't bring it up. So it was just so nice to know. And her kids are older, like 6 and 8, but she was talking about stuff she feels guilty about. And like we were both like, oh yeah, like I feel guilty about this and that. And it's just nice to know that you're not alone in your feelings when you're talking to another parent. Okay, so that's just, guys, that's just it for this episode. I know it wasn't anything exciting. I know you're tired of hearing about sickness and guilt, but that's just what's been going on. We are going to be back next week with our normal episode with me and Tori, and I hope we are not talking about anybody being sick anymore. We have also been bad on delivering about being active on Instagram, and I'm trying. I promise you I'm trying. It is going to get better. Things have just really been tough. I mean, well, forever, but especially the past 2 months. So just bear with me. I have so many fun things planned. So just stick around, be patient with me. And hopefully some of that stuff will start coming out soon. Reach out to us. We want to hear from you. I know it's always kind of weird, at least for me, when, the podcasts I listen to say like, oh, DM us or ask us a question or whatever. I'm like, if I do that, they're probably going to think I'm weird or something like that. No, we are not going to think anything is weird. Please talk to us. We would love to hear from you. Give us a follow on Instagram. Send us a DM. Let us know what you want to hear about on a future episode. You can find us on Instagram at millennial.moms.podcast, or if email is more your thing, you can email us at millennialmomspod@gmail.com. leave us a rating, leave us a review, tell your friends, tell your siblings, tell your partner, tell anyone you know, tell your hairstylist when you make that hair appointment. Okay, everyone, have a great week, and we will see you again next week. Bye.